the newly crowned all-time leading trainer, Dale Romans.
Well, Chef Edward Lee,
I'm honored to be with Dan Issel.
I'm at the offices of Louisville Public Media.
Stephen George,
budding country music star,
J.D. Shelburne.
Rocky Adkins is with us.
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show, Louisville's longest-running and most interesting podcast. Join Rick Redding, your host, as he talks with some of the city's most interesting individuals. The city's leaders in politics, business, sports, and the arts join Rick in lively one-on-one interviews, taking on the topics that are making news in the Ville. Right now, Rick's ready to get the show rolling in the Louisville.am studio. Here's Rick.
And here we are back again with another episode of the Rusty Satellite Show. I'm Rick Redding, your host. Very excited to be here with you. Thank you for tuning in, listening to this, the longest running and most interesting podcast in the Ville, right at 297 episodes. And looking for ideas for how are we going to celebrate 300? That's sort of a milestone. That's a big number. So open to suggestions. There's a lot of things to do. The weather's getting better, so we're getting happier around here. Despite what I'll talk about in the middle part of the show, some of the dreadful things that are going on in the news, mainly perpetuated by our state government and our government. So that's, I got to get through that. I don't like it, but there's a lot of things I'm going to inform you about, tell you about if you don't already know about what's going on in the news. But my guest, as always, I deliver the most interesting people in the Ville. And this week I have some very fun and interesting guests. If you're one of those people who follows me on Facebook, you probably saw a video of me with Faith Hope Yascone and Yamilka Rodriguez this week. They came into the studio and recorded a segment. They are involved in something called Louisville Bespoke, a fashion show coming in the spring. And, I know very little about fashion, so I'm looking for advice from them as we get ready for Derby season. But and I learned something, which is always great. I learned about the word bespoke, which I think I've heard all my life and never known, had any idea what it means. But it means made to order. And so that's important in the fashion industry. So Yamilka, who has a fascinating story, and Faith, who you may remember, she and her sisters have been on the show before. We have a nice conversation. It's a lot of fun talking about fashion and how I can get myself. I'm trying to get on this runway show thing. But anyway, got a little work to do on that. So if you follow the show, you know my sponsors here are the Passport Health Plan, Heiser Health, and the Eye Care Institute, where you can, like me, get your LASIK done. It's the best place in town. They got the best doctor and the best facilities down there right here in Butchertown. Call them at 502-589-1500. Make an appointment to for any issue involving your eyes. My good friends at the Eye Care Institute. All right. My first guest is Scott Collins, who was on the show about a year ago talking about his amazing company. It's called Facilities Management, and they clean a lot of the buildings around town. It's a massive company, and they really treat their employees well. And it shouldn't be, but it is very unusual in some of the things that that FSM does. And as part of that, Scott helped start the Canopy business in a new company called Canopy, which is encouraging other businesses in Kentucky to adopt a social entrepreneurial spirit. Try to convince people that doing the right thing socially is not something that detracts from profits, but adds to them. And it is quite a movement. He has hired some people. He's got a staff since we last talked, including former Rusty Satellite Show guest Ben Salee, who is working for this outfit. And he's got a great facility down there. It's in Portland, but it's in a building built in 1880. But it looks as modern as one built yesterday. And in some ways. So I was really happy to get the opportunity to revisit Scott up there at his offices at Canopy. So anyway, I've got a lot to talk about in the next part of the show, so stay tuned, and I will look forward to seeing you then. But right now, listen to this very interesting interview with a guy who's doing great things in our city, one of the coolest guys I know, Scott Collins.
I admit, I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up, until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at passporthealthplan.com/together.
Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
And today, the Rusty Satellite Show is in this wonderful new office space in this really old building, right, with Scott Collins. Welcome to the show again.
Thanks a lot, Rusty. It's good to be here. 1880. That's really old. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I understand there's a stairway and the exterior brick that are original.
You know, most of the hardwood throughout the building is original. We restored it, and this flooring here that you see, this terrazzo, is all original as well.
Wow. Wow. Doesn't look a day over 100, and it's...
Well, that's because of the great cleaning job that FMS does.
That's right. We're going to talk today about Canopy, but you run this great FMS company that is cleans, like, all the buildings all over town. We've talked about that on the show, a year ago or so?
About a year ago, yeah.
Okay. So, very good. So, I'm fascinated by what you're doing with Canopy. I'm hearing a lot of talk around town about it, and... just for our listeners who don't know, tell me a little bit about what Canopy is all about.
Yeah, sure. So Canopy is really came about after I worked with State Representative Jerry Miller in 2017 to get the Public Benefit Corporation legislation passed. And when I was working with him, I came across so many really good-hearted business owners that were trying to do good in the world in this sort of intuitive way. You know, they would maybe give, like a barber would give a haircut to help out a single mom before school started. Things like that, just really nice. So what happened with that is I married that with this concept of all the stats that we see in Kentucky that we don't like to talk about in terms of where we come in obesity or smoking cessation, even suicide, wealth accumulation, things like that. And I thought to myself, wow, what if we could rally all these good-hearted business owners to come together and take on some of these challenges we face in Kentucky, and then eventually get to the point where we can recruit those sorts of companies to come to Kentucky. You know, this sort of socially conscious business movement, Rusty, is really taking off across the America and globally. And so that's really what Canopy came about to do. Its aim is to make Kentucky first in the good business movement.
Okay. Well, that's a cool goal. I understand, though, you need $1 million.
That's right. Yeah. Did you bring your checkbook?
I used just a funny aside, I used to always talk, I had this joke. Hey, you know how to make $1 million?
How?
Well, first you get $1 million.
There you go. That's it. I got it. See, the joke I have is, you know, we're dealing with having to ask people for money, which, you know, is always a little, I'm not the greatest at it, but I'm just reminded of the joke, you know, my dad would tell me all the time. So I would go to my dad when I was younger and say, Dad, you know, can I get $50 for the weekend? He'd go, $40? My gosh, I don't have $30. What are you going to do with $20? Here's $10. So he negotiated me out of $40 before I could even respond.
Okay, but you got a strategy. You actually think you're going to raise $1 million?
I know we're going to raise $1 million. Okay. Yeah, the interest is off the charts. The concept is sound. We have an amazing team in place now. It's inevitable, this movement. And you know what? Walking around the state telling people, hey, let's come in first in something besides basketball, bourbon, and horses really resonates with people. You know, it's time for Kentucky to be known as the amazing state we are. And innovation can be part of what we're known for. Okay. And this is a moment we can seize.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the staff. My ears perked up. I know you hired former Rusty Satellite guest, Ben Salee, the great musician, has got a job here, and a handful of other folks.
We did. You know, Ben came aboard, and he's heading up production for all of our events. One of the core components of what Canopy is going to do is what we're calling the Canopy Traveling Roadshow. So we're going to go across the state sort of educating people around this concept, this new way of doing business, what we see as this sort of necessary evolution of capitalism into this kinder approach to doing business. And, you know, he's also out there with our intern El Shaddai, who's a student at University of Louisville in the business school, capturing the stories of businesses that are doing good in the world. So Ben is a huge help with that. And then we also brought aboard Ben Smock. He's director of development. He came from Metro United Way. And then we have Jennifer Fisher, who's amazing, and she's got a nonprofit background and a business background and was just really interested in how to marry those two things and, okay. And do something good in the world. She's got also sort of a financial background, too, so she was just a really nice fit in with the rest of us. And, of course, we still have Lauren Klein, who's been with us for a while, and that's the team, strong okay. team.
Well, very good, considering it was like you and like one, it's grown a lot.
Yes.
It's only one.
It has grown a lot.
Well, let's talk about the social entrepreneurism thing, that new phrasing, I guess, for me. But it is, give me some examples of how a company might jump into this.
Yeah, sure. So the idea behind it really is a for-profit business that has embedded a social or environmental mission into the work that they do, so that it's so embedded within the company that they're measuring the success at the execution of the social mission the same way they're measuring things like operational efficiency and profitability. That yeah. That really the doing good in the world part is an integral part of their business model. And when it's done right, it becomes so embedded in the business that it allows for the success too. So the idea is that the profit and the do-good part are not in opposition. Rather, they're sort of they're relying on one another.
Okay.
And that's sort of the difference.
Because I always think you're taking away from the profit to give the money or whatever
right.
you're doing.
Well, and traditionally, right, that's been the mentality. But we're moving into an era where people are starting to think differently, right? So the data is showing the millennial generation, which is the largest generation in the history of America, you know, the data shows that they want to work for companies that have some sort of positive impact in the world. They want to buy products from companies that are doing some good in the world. They are paying attention to the leaders of organizations and the ethical considerations and how they operate around transparency, owning their mistakes, and doing those sorts of things. That's happening. So the yeah. idea being is that you're kind of getting behind if you aren't thinking this way. And
sure.
in fact, you know, there's been a number of very important people in the financial world making declarations that if you're not thinking this way, you're going to be a dinosaur in the next decade. So it's that's the difference, right? Is that it's happening. So companies need to begin thinking this way, and I'd like for Kentucky to be the best spot for it.
Okay. Well, maybe best way to explain it. FMS, a very successful company. You head up. How do you load that into the mindset of your staff here?
Right. So, you know, we're very much a great example of what I'm explaining in terms of the work Canopy's going to do. So we did it in an intuitive way for many years. You know, we just took care of our people. We had each other's backs. We did those sorts of things. But then, you know, in the last 3 to 4 years, we've become much more intentional about it. We identified a social mission. You know,
okay.
we provide access and opportunities for our employees, and we help the communities where they live thrive. And then we took it even more granular, and we said, we're going to really work on financial and physical health for the people that we work with. So then we began to think of programs that would allow that to occur. First, we interviewed our people to see what their needs are. We learned pretty early on that you don't tell people what they need. You ask people what they need so you can help them. And then we begin to develop programming, or we partner with nonprofits that are doing really well at some of these needs. So, for example, you may, some of our folks during the survey, many of our folks said they want to be healthier, they want to eat healthier. So we partnered with New Roots, which is a local nonprofit, and we created a Fresh Stop Marketplace on payroll Fridays for our employees to come pick up shares, okay. fresh fruits and vegetables for a family of enough for a family of four for 2 weeks. And we set up that program, and that's just been a hit. You know, it's now New Roots' largest Fresh Stop Marketplace because we've
wow.
opened it up to the Portland neighborhood too.
Wow. Well, that's really great. I'm sure some company out in the middle of the state would hear that story and say, yeah, but I can't do anything like that.
Right. Sure.
So what do you tell them?
So okay. I tell them that one, it's moving that way. Businesses are moving that way. But then I would probably go into the stats. You know, I work in an industry where the average turnover rate is 250%. My company's turnover rate, since we entered this intentional phase of really incorporating this social mission and doing this, has gone from well over 100% down to 69%.
Wow.
And that is an amazing thing for a janitorial service. So the fact is that it's good business. And now what I would also say is it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It's more about sort of this creative thinking. What is it your customers or your employees need or want? What could help them make their lives better? And I can guarantee you there's a nonprofit out there somewhere working in that space, and it's just a matter of sitting down with them and coming up with a creative partnership. Okay. Because what happens is when you have a business backing the good work of a nonprofit, you have a tendency to where people become more engaged in the work of that nonprofit because it's linked to their job, which is a win for everybody.
Right, right. Yep. So Canopy is sort of catching on. I know you've got a lot of companies signing up. How is that going? I mean, I know you told me Ben Salee is out getting stories and chronicling what's going on with Canopy. But, I mean, how many companies in Louisville are on board with this?
Well, so to be clear, you know, we're in the process of creating the Canopy Certified Program. So we don't have any Canopy Certified companies, per se. That's the work we're doing, trying to put that together, and that we have a staff.
Okay.
That said, there's a list of over 50 companies that have expressed interest and said that they want to become Canopy Certified as soon as that process is created and ready to go. Our goal is to have our first companies going through sort of a beta testing and an initial testing late spring, early summer, and then to be fully blown out by summertime, and we're starting to get our first Canopy certified companies. So, and to your point, yeah, that's what Ben's doing with El Shaddai. They're going around town just capturing the neat stories of businesses that are already thinking this way. So, you know, like the Cat Cafe, Perfect Day Cafe. Perfect Day Cafe. They went and did their first podcast around that, and you know that place is doing amazing work. They have 758 cats that they've put into adoption, and it's just a really great example of the sort of business we're talking about, to where that doing good is such an integral part of what they're doing.
All right. Well, that's a great story, a great one to end on.
Yeah.
Scott, I love what you're doing here. It's a lot of fun.
If anybody out there has the $1 million check, just to feel free to get in touch with us. We'll take it.
Heiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Heiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Heiser Health, 502-882-4252.
And that is Scott Collins. His office is down there in Portland. What a great company that is, FSM. And you're going to be hearing a lot from Canopy, I believe, in the next few months. So, anyway, again, I'm Rick Redding. This is the Rusty Satellite Show. It is the longest running and most interesting podcast in the Ville, and we're operating right here out of the Louisville.am studios, where our next guest visited me earlier this week. Our next guest are Faith Hope Yasconi and Yamilka Rodriguez, and they're here to talk about fashion and a fashion show that's coming up. So stay tuned for that. But first, I got to get to some things that are going on that are kind of bugging me. As optimistic as I try to stay about the way things are and things that are going on in my life, which are all really good, the things that are going on in the news are not, in my opinion. I did hear, and I'm sorry if you missed it, the Breakfast of Champions was this week. That's the once every 2 months gathering, and we had a great speaker, who was Police Chief Steve Conrad, who I have to tell you, I was a little miffed going in. What is my phone doing ringing? My goodness. It's one of those robocalls. Not to change the subject, but there was a great John Oliver segment on robocalls on his last show on Sunday. But most of us get four or five of those a day, at least. And that was yet another one. All right, Steve Conrad, he talked at the Breakfast of Champions, and I was really impressed with him. I was a little miffed because he and his people had said they didn't have time for him to do a 15 review on the Rusty Satellite Show prior to his talk, but he made up for it. He gave a nice talk, very informative talk, and told me afterwards that he was he was really sorry he couldn't schedule that, and that he would still do it in the future. So we'll try to get that on the schedule in the near future. But anyway, he talked about basically, you know, this financial crisis that the city is undergoing is it's a choice between raising taxes or cutting services. And what Conrad talked about was the effect of cutting the budget of the police department. He talked about thanks to like pay for overtime that has been allocated in the last few years, and he gave a list of statistics about how crime rate is going down, like murders, serious crimes have been going down in our world. You might not know that if you were only paying attention to Republicans running for mayor in the last election, but actually those numbers have gone down. And it's all thanks to some things that the police have been consciously doing to make this happen. But Conrad warned that the crime could go back up very easily if we take our foot off the gas in terms of policing. And so that was sort of his. He didn't, you know, he is political, but not as much as you might think. And he talked about the you know, there's about 1,200. I hope I get these numbers right. There's about 1,200 police officers. With LMPD, and they lose about 100 or so every year through attrition. You know, he didn't say this, but the ones that get in trouble and they have to fire, or just simple retirements, and then they try to have 48 man recruiting classes every year. So they add, you know, people drop out of those classes. So about 120 get added every year. And one of the things that would be cut would be these classes of recruits. So it's one of the many things in our city's budget that is very serious. People are going to have to take a look at. I'm sure you saw the other story that came out of the city this week that the budget for capital projects has been basically frozen because after one action from the Metro Council, the mayor took the step to stop construction on things like the Northeast Regional Library, which we talked about a few weeks ago. It's going to be such a spectacular facility and all that. But there's the list of projects that are getting capital from the city is massive. It includes like the botanical gardens down there on the riverfront, the track and field facility in the West End, the West Louisville YMCA, all those improvements at Paristown, where the new Kentucky Center for the Arts facility is going in. The zoo is affected. You know, bike lanes. You know, it really irritates me, the people that criticize the mayor. You know, it's such a weak thing to do. But on some of the radio stations in town, they call him Mayor McBike Lane. Like these bike lanes are really a scourge, and it's something that he should be embarrassed about. It's not. I mean, he should wear that nickname with pride, Mayor McBike Lane. I tell you, I'm all fired up because. On Sunday, I joined with the Kentucky Derby Festival and did the Tour de Loup training run. And I found out some things I did not know. I'm not sure whether I'm going to ride my bike in the Tour de Loup event that's in the Derby Festival. But I went on this 15-mile run with about, and it seemed like there were well over 100 people there. And I'd never been on the Ohio River Greenway that stretches from, we went over the walking bridge and west through Indiana toward the Sherman-Minton Bridge. And there's a bike. There is a path called the Ohio River Greenway that goes all the way through there, and it's really a great path, and I'm going to be riding it a lot now. It's about 15 miles. I guess it's not 15 miles. It's more like half of that because we went there and back, and it was supposed to be a 15-mile ride, and I tell you, if you haven't been on it, it's really something. It's a great great little event that the Derby Festival folks put on, and they have a training ride every Sunday. So if you want to go with me, give me a call. We're if nothing else comes up and it's not snowing or something, I'll be going again this Sunday. So there you go. That's a thing. All right. So I do want to get to what's going on in Frankfort. There's only a few days left in the legislative session. And as you know, as a result of some things, some bills that have been proposed in Frankfort, we've had the kids have gotten an extra spring break. Yeah, they haven't been in school. I think there have been 4 sick out days so far, and there could be another one. Although the news came out just today on Wednesday that the two main bills that the teachers are protesting, one involving tax breaks that would be given to donors to private schools, and another involving the makeup of the of a board that makes decisions on teacher pensions. Those two bills have failed. Hooray, hooray. People, I know, are taking sides, whether they support the teachers or support the government. You know, it's hard to support this governor on anything, if you ask me. But when school's out, it's tough. It's tough on parents. And it's really you really wish there were another way for the teachers to get their point across, other than these sick outs that cause people to have to stay home with their kids, and it's just very disruptive. And now they're going to have to extend the school year because they've missed all these days. Good thing we didn't have any snow days, right? All right, the other things happening in the Kentucky State Legislature, it's just like embarrassment. You know, we're Louisville, and it does feel like we get smacked around a little bit because we're outnumbered by the rural legislators. And one bill they passed, we're the 13th state in the country, a leader, if you want to call it that, in they passed this law that anybody that wants to, that's eligible to own a gun, can carry their gun around in public. It's a concealed carry law. You don't have to have training. You don't have to prove that you know how to use a gun to carry one around into McDonald's or the theater or the grocery store or wherever all these shootings occur. You're going to hear a lot more about accidents, because you got to remember, the general population is made up a lot of people who aren't very smart, and those not smart people will carry around their guns. I saw Joe Girth had a story about a guy who basically, I think, shot his balls off. He had a gun in his pocket or in his jeans, and he reached down to readjust it and went off and shot a hole right through his scrotum. Ha! But anyway, that's something that Kentucky is we're really good on stuff involving gun, and we're kind of good on worthless abortion bills, like especially abortion bills written by old white guys from the sticks. We lead the country in those types of bills. Those are up there, fully supported by our governor each and every time. But the other side of the coin is we're last. We're near last. We're going to be the last state. It looks like we're going to get through another session without passing any sort of legislation on even medical marijuana. We're not going to pass any gambling bills to help the state cover some of these giant deficits that we have, primarily related to pension. And I saw we couldn't even pass a bill banning vaping and tobacco products being used on school grounds. We couldn't do that. So I blame those people in the legislature, and especially like the Jefferson County delegation. I believe in most of those people. They're trying their best. They're trying to get things done. But although I was disappointed, I know Dan Syme and Perry Clark, who've both been on this show, voted for the concealed carry thing. It's just a subject we disagree on, I guess. I mean, those guys think that it's a good thing to have all these people riding around in their cars and going to the store and all that, carrying guns, and don't have any training. They might not know how to use them. And, that's the way it is now in Kentucky. Yay, we're in the top 20 and something in the country. All right, changing subjects. I did notice this other story kind of irritates me. The Courier Journal had a story about what Vince Tyree was doing over at Cardinal Stadium, and he's basically decided he can make more money on the cabooses by the football stadium than they're already making charging the people who use them rent. They want to do something with the space. So these people have invested all this money in fixing up their cabooses over there by the football stadium, and Tyree's pulling the lease. I thought that, unlike Tom Jurich, that he was a decent guy, wasn't all about the money, you know. But apparently he is a little bit about the money. So this is a pretty negative story for Tyree and the football program. So we'll see what happens with that. It is a big sports week, you know. ACC, SEC tournaments this weekend. Looking forward to watching some hoops on TV and doing some other stuff. Did you know, and speaking of sports, you saw the, if you've been by down at the riverfront, the soccer stadium is coming right out of the ground. It's pretty impressive looking. I think it's going to be a really stunning visual representation right there on the riverfront. It's a perfect location right there in Butchertown, and it's coming out of the ground. No stalling on that project, fortunately, it doesn't look like. It's been a lot of good music news, too. If you haven't... Kiss was here the other night. Metallica played a show that was the largest, the biggest attendance ever for a concert at the Yum Center. That's really something. And then we also got this news. I'm going to play you a little clip here, see if you know what it is. That's right. John Fogerty, all of 73 years old of him, is going to be a part of the Bourbon and Beyond Festival in September. The whole list of artists was announced this week, and it's quite a list. I tell you, it's really something that this festival is able to attract the kind of artists that are coming. I remember buying that Centerfield album. I'm almost sure I was in college, and it was an album, a vinyl album. It had some great songs on it. And John Fogerty, he like, that was the best. I mean, he'd been on Creedence Clearwater Revival and all that, but man, that Centerfield album, I wore that thing out. Some of the artists coming, if you haven't heard the Bourbon and Beyond list that came out this week, Foo Fighters. The headliners on Friday are the Foo Fighters and Fogerty. On Saturday, Robert Plant and the Sensational Space Shifters. They're back. They were on the boarded list last year. Hall & Oates, believe it or not. Hall & Oates. Daryl Hall and John Oates are there. The Zac Brown Band and ZZ Top. I had some albums of theirs as well in my younger days. Some of the other names that stick out to me, I know I've heard on my Sirius Radio a lot of Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. They're coming. The Flaming Lips, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. This is all at one show. The Preservation Hall Jazz Band is something I might see, be one to see. Grace Potter of Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. I don't know if the Nocturnals are no longer there. A great blues artist, Samantha Fish, is on the list for Saturday. It's just a very, very impressive list of artists that are coming to Bourbon and Beyond. So watch. You know, there's going to be a lot of news about that stuff. You know, Bourbon and Beyond is one of three festivals in September at the fairgrounds that are going to take place, and I think Bourbon and Beyond is the best of the three. They've got a big focus on food and bourbon as well, so yeehaw. Okay, I know I've run along this segment, but I wanted to talk about all this stuff going on, and one of the things that is coming up in the spring is this is the place to be, and on April 12th, there's going to be this Louisville Bespoke Fashion Show, and the delightful Yamilka Rodriguez was in the studio with Faith Hope Yasconi, who is the fashion chair for this event. So it's going to be a big event. I'm trying to work my way, talk my way into it, but it ought to be quite a thing. Some big time designers are involved and everything, and I'm going to let them explain it to you, because I'm probably going to talk myself into a corner trying to talk about fashion, right? That's not really my thing. So here's my interview with the folks from Louisville Bespoke. All right, I am having a good time this afternoon talking about my future on the runway with the Louisville Bespoke Fashion Show people. Yamilka, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Faith Biascone is here. She's been on the show before.
Waka waka. Hi, people.
Yamilka, I appreciate you filling me in on this, but tell our audience what Bespoke is.
So Bespoke is made to order. It's kind of like an old word that where they used to use to make suits from scratch.
Okay. And so you liked that word so much, you created a whole club around it, right?
I did. And I called it Louisville because we are in Louisville, and so it's Louisville Bespoke.
Louisville Bespoke. Okay. And tell me about this organization. What's it do?
So basically, it's a platform for anybody who loves to be in the fashion arena. So whether they're designers, makeup artists, bloggers, videographers, photographers, anybody who loves fashion. It's kind of like a platform for them to show their wares. Mm-hmm.
It's a hub as well.
Yeah, it's a hub. It's a community. Mm-hmm. So it's really where people want to come together around fashion and really have a platform for it, since there's not really one for people who are up and coming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like a club.
Yes.
Sort of. Okay. And Faith, you're involved in this event that's coming up April 12th at the Speed.
Yes.
And it's called the Bespoke Fashion Show Spring.
Yes.
And I'm so happy it's spring. The weather's breaking. And now we get to talk about fashion and
yes,
the Derby.
Yes, I love fashion. I mean, graffiti, Yamilka came up with. Make your mark. Excuse me. I ate something I'm allergic to. I like everything. but graffiti, make your mark. It's kind of an amazing show, because we're actually going to be pushing forward for women's rights, the vote. I am reluctant to use this word, but women's suffrage, which my beautiful friend Yamilka came up with. I've been a big supporter of hers since 1993. No, I'm joking. But it's for 3 years, and I'm in love with Bespoke. I said it right.
I have to say, Faith practically funded my Kickstarter. When
okay.
I did it 2 years ago.
I waited till almost the last day.
Yeah. It was incredible because, you know, Bespoke wouldn't have gotten started without that Kickstarter that really helped us kind of purchase a few sewing machines to kind of get the whole space.
Okay. Yeah. So is it like is there a place? You have a location, a headquarters?
We're in flux right now. Yeah. But we're looking for a space.
Way.
Yeah.
It started that way. And I had to kind of step back from it a little bit at the beginning of last year and just keep the fashion show going.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was to kind of understand and revamp how we wanted to move forward on Bespoke. So I have a space in my basement right now where everything is at, and we use it for special events. But not a formal.
And her basement is like magnificent. You have no idea. Her house is just one, two. Well, I mean, you've been in a couple of magazines because it.
Sophisticated.
Tops. Oh, Tops. Okay, yeah, Tops. I love that magazine. But yes, I love your house.
Well, I got to go over to that. So it says graffiti themed, and now I'm not sure what that means either.
So
it sounds like you're going to write graffiti on top of your clothes.
So graffiti was kind of like mixing the old with the new, right? Because the suffrage movement was in the 1920s, and so it's 100 years next mm-hmm. year. We wanted to have a platform to launch this kind of event and movement, really. Mm-hmm. And so graffiti gave us kind of like the theme to say, it's about making your mark. It's about self-expression. It's about bringing in diversity. We have an amazing, diverse crowd.
Yes.
And it's incredible.
Fashion
and
designers.
Fashion in general is just diverse.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just gives us.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I admit I don't know anything about the whole fashion world. But so who's into fashion in the city? I mean, is this a big fashion city?
I think we are. Mm-hmm. I think especially with coming up with the Kentucky Derby, we're leading into some major events. I mean, all year long we have a lot of going on in Louisville, Kentucky. But the Kentucky Derby, of course, it's iconic. And we love that. We have almost like a real fashion week in Louisville, Kentucky, because we have Louisville Bespoke, I would say Bespoke, coming up. And I feel like with this, we can just inspire and get people out. I mean, fashion has to have somewhere to go. And this gives, you can wear whatever you want that you, where you never thought you would have somewhere to wear something that's a little edgy but represents you. And you can come down to Louisville Bespoke Fashion Week at Speed Art Museum. I don't know, like, my mind is going so much faster than my mouth.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on there, Faith. There's a VIP pre-party at 6 o'clock I'm expecting an invitation to. And you get a signature drink, appetizer, a swag bag. Then the regular thing for the regular folks is 7 o'clock, $55 to get in. And, well, that sounds fun. Am I going to, like, go there and see something, and I say, I kind of like that. I think I want to buy one of
yes.
those.
Yes,
you can. Definitely. That's what this is for. It really gives these designers that are up and coming a platform to sell their wares.
Mm-hmm.
So
the designers are involved in this. Now, these are local people or big names or what?
Yeah, they're not really big names, but they are local people. Mm-hmm. They are known in their community, obviously, so they're big in their community. There's a few that are really well known, like CK Nobles. She makes these.
Yes.
She's won many prizes in these derby hats.
Yes.
As well
she's
as
an icon, local.
Jenny, she has Forme Millinery, and she's also, they're both milliners, and she also makes handmade hats.
Milliners.
She's very, she works
for the uneducated out there, those are hats, right?
Yes.
Hats. Okay.
Yes.
So they're both great milliners and super excited to have both of them.
Egyptian.
Wow.
Yeah, how do you say her name?
We have Eaton Khalil, and she is, her whole wares are inspired by, she's Egyptian.
Okay.
And so she's kind of inspired by those fabrics and that kind of culture.
So we have the diversity.
Yeah, we have, that's super
it's not
exciting.
Just women though, right?
No, we actually have bow ties and hats and, are we doing
We also have a designer called Edward Taylor and Evangelique Designs, and he's a man, but he does design for women. This year, we don't have any suits. We usually have suits designed by males. Mm-hmm. But this year in particular, we didn't have any men that wanted to show in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How long has this been going on?
This is our fourth fashion show.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's going
but
fast.
This is our third year at the Speed.
Third year at the Speed. Well, very cool. Mm-hmm. And now there is some event that I got shut out of that's going on at this thing. There's a runway fashion deal. Related to the Zodiac, right?
Yes. We're really excited about this because my sister, Joy Yasconi, she's actually the writer of The Power of Divine Timing. Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. And she actually came up with something.
Talked about it on this show.
Yeah. Yes. She came up with something that actually pulled in the community, brought in like the Louisville local celebrities, socialites, the ones who always kind of bring the energy to the room, and we're really excited that they agreed to walk in the show, like Virginia Speed. I don't know if I should say that out loud, but we have Will Heiser, and we have Barbara Saxton Smith, and we have some really just some really.
And who's your Virgo? Who do I got to knock off to get in this thing?
She might let you do it, but she actually, no, I don't think so. But yeah, I think it's going to be, I'm the Libra.
You never answered the question. Who is?
I think it's Laura, the Libra.
I mean, the Virgo.
I don't know if Malolo's a Virgo.
I'm not sure. It's not Lori
Scott.
I'm not sure.
The one who knows this by heart is
Joy. Mm-hmm. Joy. Mm-hmm. But
it's really to represent, you know, the community stars mm-hmm. that we have here in Louisville.
Yes.
And to know that because the theme is all about graffiti and self-expression and making your mark,
mm-hmm.
that anybody in the city can do that.
Yes.
That anybody in the city can become a star.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can just be your own star. I mean, actually, if I really dressed in my true personality all the time, people would be like, oh, my God, where does she think she's in the movie? I'm like, yes, this is my movie, people. Sorry, you're just a guest star.
Yeah, we're all just living in your world, I think is what's going on. So your group, though, Yamoka, what else do you do besides this fashion show?
So
I know you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, so, you know, I worked at Procter & Gamble for 13 years, and I did a lot of brand strategy there and some innovation work, like thinking about the future in 2020, which we're almost there next year. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I do, besides Louisville Bespoke, I do brand strategy. I actually work with Ingrid Design.
Ingrid. I love Ingrid.
Yeah. When I heard your name, I was like, oh, yes, I remember you.
Oh, did you?
So, yeah.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of stuff.
So I do some strategy work on that side. Louisville Bespoke and strategy work is basically brand strategy work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's so humble.
You did. You moved to Louisville. You broke out of the corporate world, and now you're making it on your own. That's the American story, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we have one more thing. We have March 19th at the Champagnery. We will be meet and greet. You can meet the models, and then the designers.
Yeah, you're the models. You're the designers will be there with, you know, maybe a piece or two that they're going to share.
It starts at
5:30,
yes.
5:30 to 7:30, mm-hmm. and if you buy a drink, you get $5 off the fashion show. You mm-hmm. can pay in cash,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to pay the fees for Eventbrite.
So we're looking for you all to come out and support us, especially if you support us. You're supporting Louisville, Kentucky, and we really appreciate anything you can do. Show up for this event. Buy your ticket online. We will just love to have you.
So if I go, now buy like 5 drinks, do I get like $25 off?
No, you just get an Uber home.
You can buy 5 tickets for your friends.
There you go, for my friends. I can walk home from there. I can handle 5 drinks, so that'd be fun. But, it sounds like a whole lot of fun. I'm happy to be talking about the spring and Derby and even fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
You ladies. So that's very exciting. So it's April 12th at the Speed Art Museum, Louisville's Bespoke. which means made to order, I learned today. Mm-hmm. I'm always happy to learn something new. Mm-hmm. It's a spring fashion show, and I'm working my way. I'm working you girls to get in it.
Thank okay. you. Yes, we'll figure it out. You could be the moon. How about that?
Or a tree. Party, right? Yeah, right. Okay, and that's going to do it for another great episode of the Rusty Satellite Show, home of the most interesting people in the Ville. This is Rick Redding, your host, reminding you of a couple things. I have a website called LouisvilleKY.com. You can go check out news of interest to people who live in Louisville. It's all local all the time, just like this show. I also want to point you to some of the other podcast here on the Louisville.am network. A lot of people are always asking me, well, what other podcast should I listen to? All what people think are that they're only national podcasts, but there's some great local podcasts, including those on the Louisville.am network. My friend Matt Keck over at has one called The Lou Review. He's doing every week. He's doing a great job. It's really a fun podcast to listen to. That's Lou Review, R-E-V-U-E, Lou Review. That comes out, his latest came out Monday, addressing the title of it is Come On Teachers, Get Your Butts to School. So, you know, you can imagine what that's about. We also have the Crunch Zone, now that it's postseason basketball, the Crunch Zone guys will are doing their thing every week, and I'm sure they'll have some interesting reports from the basketball tournaments coming up. So those are all right here on the Louisville.am network. That's online on the web at Louisville.am, which is pretty cool. I've been talking, in fact, yesterday, Melissa Swan, the former newscaster, was in here. She's been on this show, as you know, just a month or so ago. We've had a lot of great shows recently, and I would encourage you to go back and if you feel like it, look at some of the guests we've had and how important they are. You know, last week, I really enjoyed talking with Dr. Whitney Jones about colon cancer prevention. We've had Chandra Gordon. We talked today about the Library Project, and she was involved in the Library Project. Todd Moore Baker, who spent 26 years in prison, he was at the Breakfast of Champions the other day. It was really great. We had Matt Jamie down at Bourbon Barrel Foods. They're doing some great stuff. My favorite anchor, John Bowl, was with us this week, and we also talked to Kevin Grangier, the operator of Grasa Grama, which is a restaurant I still need to get to in the very near future. So anyway, a lot going on. Please make it a habit to listen to the Rusty Satellite Show every week. It's a blast bringing it to you. And a big thank you to all my friends who helped me put it together, including the sponsors, Passport Health Plan, my good buddies at Heiser Health, who take care of me physically, and the Eye Care Institute, where you can be like me and get LASIK, a life-changing experience for your vision, can be had at the Eye Care Institute. They're the best in the city at LASIK. So anyway, that's what the show's all about. Thank you for tuning in to the Rusty Satellite Show, home of the most interesting people in the Ville. I'll look forward to joining you again next week.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. Rick will be back in the Louisville.am studio with two more of the most interesting people in the Ville next week. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. To suggest a future guest or inquire about doing your own podcast, get in touch with Rick through Facebook or Twitter, or send an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. To see the full list of guests who have appeared on the show since 2013, go to rustysatelliteshow.com.